Hey guys, you've been so nice to me in the past, and I love that. And those who haven't been nice yet, that's maybe just because they don't know how they can be nice and help the show live and breathe. So if you want to submit even 50 cents a month or some crazy low number like that to patreon.com/frogpants, you can help the Boop Show and other shows like it just continue to be awesome. All right? Or if you just love it and you don't have a dime to your name, you can just tell your friends too. That's fine. Anyway, thanks for all your help and consider supporting us. patreon.com/frogpants.
It's Stuart, and I was calling to keep talking about backwards compatibility for the Xbox. Boop, 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 boop.
This is the Boop Show, some gaming news you can use for June 25th, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson. Oh, yeah. Shite! Oh, a terrible thing just happened. You guys can't see this, but... Oh, jeez. Oh, but I didn't break it. I just yanked a NVIDIA Shield. Shield TV, Android TV, a couple of controllers, a mouse, and a keyboard off a table. And they fell about 5 feet. That's a great way to start the show. Hi. Hey, what's up? What's up? I've been playing a lot of Batman. Been playing a lot of The Batman, or Batman Arkham Knight. And I think it's great. I also have it on PC, which we'll get to in a minute. And I don't want to brag. I kind of feel bad about this, but I got it on PC and I haven't had a single issue. Now, I do have a GTX 980, which is supposedly supported real well here. And people with slower cards and or AMD cards are apparently having terrible trouble. We'll get to all that in the news, okay? I'm not going to bore you with it here. But Batman as the game, beautiful, extremely well-made, completely riveting and involving. Rocksteady might be my favorite developer making open-world games right now. And there, you know, there are a fair number of open-world games to play. Your GTAs, your Sleeping Dogs. Your other ones, your Assassin's Creeds, you know, but I really love what they're doing here, and I love what they've done with all the Batman games, and I just think this is their best work. It's absolutely insane. People who don't like the car stuff are wallowing in a pile of crack as they smoke it, because that car is great. The Batmobile, the way you want it to be, man. I like the puzzles. I like everything involving that freaking car. So. Whatever, that game is good, and I will keep playing it and keep loving it. I also cracked open Giant Chalice, which is the Double Fine game that is basically, it turns out after playing it, it was on sale for half off, like $10. The game's basically XCOM with a crazy kind of fantasy style to it, and when I say crazy, it's not your typical like dark fantasy. These are like kind of goofball characters made out of, looks like voxels or something. It seems pretty neat. I've kind of just scratched the surface, played it a bit on a stream the other day, but it's cool, man. You know, if you're looking for, you know, the XCOM itch and you don't want to wait till XCOM, the Enemy Territory 2, the Undiscovered Country or whatever it's called coming out this year, then, I may have an answer for that. And it's super cheap right now. It's $10 on Steam. So worth picking up. I guarantee it. We need to all hands on deck for this Batman business. Game came out. It's awesome. PlayStation 4 reviews off the charts. Perfect 10s on a lot of sites, which you don't usually see there. I think it's worth all the praise, as I mentioned before. I was thinking before the show, what would I talk about? What would I zero in on and say it's my favorite thing? And I really don't have anything. I like it all. I like everything they're giving me. The side stuff's great. The I keep calling them quests. In a way, I hate to say this, dude. Actually, I don't hate to say this. It's kind of outdoing... It's better than The Witcher at doing what The Witcher does well. That says something, because I like what The Witcher's doing, too, you know? But Batman controls incredibly well. The combat is insane, as you would expect from the previous titles. It gets even better here. Throw in that car and some wicked graphics and... I don't know, man. That game's good. Anyway, here's the deal. Some updates to the PC problems people have been having. Major issues. NVIDIA has stepped up, by the way, to help. So they're saying, hey, well, you know, we're going to... We'll provide people on our team for you to use while working out these issues. Here's how it went, though. The first update was like this. Rocksteady released a statement. He said this, quote, "We are aware some users are reporting performance issues with the PC version of Batman Arkham Knight. This is something that Rocksteady takes very seriously. We will be working closely with our external PC development partner to make sure these issues get resolved as quickly as possible." That was issue update number one. Game stayed on sale. You could still buy it places. Steam, whatever, there it was, right? Update number two. A huge number of disappointed customers started criticizing the game on the Steam page. Like, gigantic list of horrible reviews and people freaking out. Which, by the way, is what happens when you give people the right to comment on things. Even if some of those people may not even have the game, they're jumping on the bandwagon. I read a few that said, I haven't even bought this yet. And I thought you couldn't comment unless you bought the game on a Steam page. And if that's still true, then I'm not sure why some of those people were acting like they hadn't purchased it. But anyway, whatever. My point is that it's just kind of a jumble of voices yelling at the same time. I'm not sure that does too many people too much good, but whatever. We also need a vehicle for people to express their disappointment, and maybe that's the way you do it. Anyway, 70% of customers are not recommending the title, which is crazy for a game that's reviewing so well. And 2,000 people had penned negative reviews. And again, I'm looking at it now. These appear to be customers, but some of them claim to have not had the game yet and were still mad. So I don't, maybe they worded it funny. Update number three, Green Man Gaming, which is where I picked up my copy, is offering refunds if the next patch to the game does not fix most of the issues. So they're saying, yeah, well, and by the way, Steam will let you do the refund, right? That's not a problem. But, you know, the Green Man, no refunds yet, but if the patch doesn't fix it, then they will offer refunds. Now, as I mentioned before, I haven't had a single issue. No slowdown, no bad frame rates. I even cranked it up to 60 frames per second in the INI file, because I know it's locked at 30 by default. I'm running it, I don't know what I'm running at. Maximum resolution on a big monitor, more than 1080p, whatever it is. I forget what I'm at. 1920 by 24, whatever it is. It's running great, beautifully. Like, no issues, no slowdown, no problems, no lockups, no glitch. Glitch-free. I live in a glitch-free zone with Batman on the PC there. And I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm just saying, I don't understand why I got so lucky. I'm not, you know, I'm. It's a nice video card, but we're not talking about crazy hardware here. So I don't know what we did right or what I did right. But clearly, there are other people with issues, and it's not just AMD customers. It's also people with older NVIDIA cards or even current. I've heard from people with the same card as me, same basic specs as me. It's same issues or having issues. And then I've talked to people with lesser video cards that are running it just fine. So I don't know. It's really, really weird. But I am super glad that it's running well. Then Steam pulled it. They said, that's it. You can't buy it here anymore. So that's that. And then Warner Brothers offered guidelines on which Batman Arkham Knight for PC, the settings anyway, could curb some of the problems. So there was some of that. And on Reddit, people kind of tweaked those and came up with their own list. And then Warner Brothers outright suspended the sales of the PC version across the board, Steam and otherwise. So right now, you cannot buy that game new anywhere. If you already bought it at a place that would offer refunds, you can do that. Or you can wait for the patch. Graphics card giant then said they'd be offering QA and technical assistance to help quell the problem. GameSpot then produced a graphics comparison video, and it kind of shows what the PC's lacking in sort of in some key ways that are part of the PS4 version, which is weird. And let's see, Warner Brothers has requested that UK retailer Game, you know, the stores are just called Game because they're weird over there, Game. They're told they have to cease selling PC copies of Batman Arkham Knight, and that's it. That's where we're at right now. So, I suspect they're serious about fixing it. I don't have any reason not to take their word on that. that they will, and those who are having problems will find rectification. That's not the word. They'll find vindication. Nope, they'll find satisfaction. There's the word I meant. I think they are serious when they say that this matters to them and they want to do it right. I don't think a company as big as Warner Brothers Publishing is going to just yank a title off the virtual shelves unless they really felt strongly about it. So that opens up all kind of questions about, well, where were you during Q&A? How could this stuff get passed? Did you have one computer you tested it on? Or, you know, who knows? I don't know what they do there versus anywhere else. And these, obviously, these aren't the first people to have this problem. But especially, you know, in light of the fact that the game was delayed twice and still came out like this for a lot of PC players. So, by all accounts, PlayStation 4 is running really well. I haven't heard Xbox One reports in terms of performance. I assume it's fine. And then for a bunch of us, it's fine on PC. It's just, it's enough of them, either majority or enough people just generally. I don't think it's a majority. Maybe it is. I don't know. But enough people on PC are struggling to the point that they got to do something. So there's your big fat update on the scary business happening with those poor suckers at the Batman Arkham Knight. PlayStation 20th anniversary DualShock 4 controller. That sweet one that was only available through that anniversary machine that there were only a few made or whatever. 100 of them or something. Well, guess what? Standalone release in September. It's all styled to look like a PS1 pad. It's got the little limited edition color thing scheme. It's got the controller has the red, yellow, and blue PlayStation logo on the DualShock 4 home button there. Oh, man, that's a cool-looking controller. But I will say for the record, I don't think you can buy this individually, but the one that comes with the Batman bundle, ooh, that one's very pretty. Very pretty indeed. You know The Rock? Dwayne Johnson. Busy guy, man. Fast and the Furious. Got his new HBO show. What's it called? Ballers? Or something? They're making a new movie, and he's starring in it, based on the arcade classic Rampage. Coming off the success of San Andreas, I guess. That did all right. It made some money. I don't think people liked it much, but it made money. He's going to appear in a movie that has a bunch of giant creatures killing buildings. You know the game. You got the three different monsters jumping on buildings trying to beat each other to how many things that people they could eat and buildings they could destroy and stuff. I don't know, man. That's a weird property to do that with. Drive Club's long-awaited free PlayStation Plus version is out now. That's good. This is according to the Drive Club Twitter account. Remember this got delayed to all hell and back? It was supposed to be last year, right? 2014? They say the update on the store was a little premature because the servers weren't up yet, but they I guess it's all working now. Now they're saying it's not. Wait, I'm getting an update. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, yeah. As of this recording, it wasn't working. I can't find anything newer. So maybe they're still having problems. Good gosh, man. Figure that thing out, Sony. Jeez. Speaking of Sony, they haven't decided when Project Morpheus is coming out. I have a prediction. I think it's going to be March of next year. But they say they don't know. We haven't decided. Some of this may be in light of the fact that Oculus Rift has not decided when it's coming out either. They've all just said quarter one, and that could mean many things. But they nevertheless tried to assure people that the project was, quote, going very, very well. We have 20 games, and they're playable at E3. Were playable at E3. That was last week. We had to turn down more submissions from both third parties and first parties to promise what we wanted to show. What does that mean? I think they meant the word prioritize, but the article says promise. That's weird. They added this. The hardware is on schedule. Lots of games are being created, some of which we're showing. They talked about that at E3. And says it's going really well. Says a consumer buyable Morpheus model launches in the first half of 20. Oh, first half now, they're saying. With no release date. So, man, I kind of want that. I mean, it was impressive hardware anyway. People have used it, like it. I don't know why I'm excited about Sony's offering. I'm more excited, I think, about the PC stuff, but At least with the Sony thing, you don't have to go, oh, I need a new video card, need new RAM, and I need more USB 3.0 ports and all that stuff. I kind of like that it should just work right away, even though under the hood you may not have as much power. But, you know, there's games and things you could make that don't, we don't need photorealism in our VR experiences this early in the VR, you know, VR world. Do we? Do we need that? We don't need that. Starting today, GameStop is selling retro consoles and games. Remember all those games you used to play, dude? I don't know, like Mario Kart for the SNES. That's short for the Super NES or the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. GameStop's going to start selling you stuff like that, including the machines that they were originally on. They are these range right now from these following consoles: N64, Super Nintendo, Nintendo Entertainment System, the Sega Dreamcast, Sega Genesis, and the original PlayStation. Where's my Sega Master System, you bastards? Where's my Sega Saturn? With my Nights into Day. What was that game? Nights. all of these games are pre-owned. So if you want to get factory sealed stuff, you're going to have to go to eBay or somewhere else and probably pay more. These are all pre-owned games. This is all part of them turning stuff around after buying it from you. Here is the most expensive games currently. Conker's Bad Fur Day for the N64, $79.99. Jeez. Suikoden 2 for the PlayStation, $89.99. And Cannon Spike for the Dreamcast, $79.99. Who in their right freaking mind is paying any of that? Nintendo. Diablo, sorry. New Diablo 3 patch adding a higher difficulty, new zone, and, check this out, a brand new item that is very Diablo 2. They've been talking about 2.3, I guess, is a pretty major update. Probably the most significant thing about the update is Runes of Sheshron, which is a brand new zone, and you'll be able to go there. That'll be in the rotation. It says here that it houses, quote, mysteries from the lore of the mighty barbarians. And you can also, in that area, have a chance to obtain what they're calling the Kanai's Cube. Kanai, C-A-N-A-I, apostrophe S, cube. So, Kanai, I would say. Kanai, whatever. You may remember the Herodric Cube. Remember that? Bring me your items, and I will plug them into the Herodric Cube. You remember all that? Well, it served as both part of the story and as an item that allowed you to create stuff, right? Well, supposedly the Herodric Cube came from Kanai's Cube and has more extensive powers. All right? So you'd be able to break down legendary items and then equip a special effects from them as passive skills in the game. You'll also be able to convert crafting materials into different types, among other things. I've got a ton of extra certain kinds of crafting crap. I'd love to convert it. So I'm very much looking forward to that. Time to dust off Diablo 3 again. I mean, I'm always back to it. The game is still my favorite game of the last couple of years. But now you got even more reason than before. Uncharted movie has changed directors again, and direction for that matter. So, Seth Gordon of Horrible Bosses and Identity Theft fame is no longer now attached to direct. What is he, the third guy in? However, nobody knows why. And I don't know what happened. I guess they want a lower budget. There's some talk of that. They want to take it in a new direction, whatever that means. We don't know who the new director is yet. We just know there's somebody else coming. Looks like the story's going to get rehashed again. Dude, I don't know. Maybe just not make an Uncharted movie. Maybe Uncharted is a better Uncharted movie than Uncharted the movie. Final news. This is interesting. Apple has removed games from the App Store that show the Confederate flag in some way. In a response to the killings and shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, which appeared to be extremely racially motivated, a lot of people are starting to realize that flag is kind of a dumb symbol of a bad time, and maybe we shouldn't drag it around like it's this really important symbol of Southern heritage, when really its origins and Basis are about the mistreatment and enslavement of black people. Maybe that should go away, and that's something Apple decided to do. This would involve video games and also games that they're, you know, that are just part of the App Store and other apps, not just games, apps in general. This isn't the first place to start doing this. Walmart is removing all anything to have to do with the Confederate flag from Walmart. What was the other one I heard about? Can't find it. Who was it? Oh, Ultimate General Studio Game Labs. Say they were disappointed with Apple's decision, but they say they're not going to fight it. Their game has a Confederate flag. Some are saying that because the images, well, let's see, what does it say here? One of the developers is quoted, they're removing it because they include images of the Confederate flag used in offensive and mean-spirited ways. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of for this. We need to quit propping that thing up like it's important to all these all us white folk. We don't. It's a bad symbol, man. And this isn't censorship. This is Apple making a decision. It's a private company. Well, they're not private, they're public, but they're a company that runs a business, makes decisions, and they can make decisions like this. It's the same as me saying, well, I'm not gonna put a Confederate flag in my yard, and others may say, well, I want to. Well, if the government came and told you not to, maybe that's censorship. But this is self-policing by an organization and a business, and I think that's fine. I'm kind of all for it. So anyway, probably going to get some hate mail on that. I don't care. Let's take down symbols that are terrible. And you know they are, dude. There are never any black people on the Dukes of Hazzard. You guys notice that? It's just something I noticed. A little something there. I can't be the only one that hasn't noticed that. All right, time for your emails and your calls, and we love these. 801-471-0462 is the phone number to use. Call it, leave a message, play it right cheer on the show. Boopshow@gmail.com is our email address. Boopshow@gmail.com. You can send attachments and or regular emails, that's fine. And that phone number, 801-471-0462, those phone calls should be like 30 seconds to a minute and interesting. That's all I ask. These five-minute calls sometimes you guys send, can't play those. Not happening. Here's a call.
Hey, Scott. It's Nate from Northern Illinois. What is the raccoon dog? Boop?
What is the raccoon dog? He asks. Well, let's find out.
Yeah, Scott. It's Jesse calling, formerly of the Raccoon City Dog Department. I was forced into some early retirement due to the fact of being gnawed almost to death by a pack of rabid raccoon dogs. Speaking of which, I was wondering if you might suggest something for me. My thumbs were gnawed off when I was viciously attacked some while back. Since the Kinect ain't being developed no more by Microsoft, I'm out of options, I guess. So if you could suggest something that you could play with, you know, four digits per hand, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks, God bless. Love the show. Boop.
I have no idea, dude. Touchscreens. That's your answer. Touchscreens.
Hey, Scott. This is Matt from Olympia, and I was listening to your E3 recap show on the Boop Show, and you were mentioning that you weren't gripped by Dishonored as much as most other people, and I agree with you. And it was bugging me, too, why exactly it didn't grip me as well. And so I was doing some reading after I played it. And I came across a really great comment, I think it was on a Reddit post, where someone said that it was as if you were playing through a series of abandoned movie sets. Anyway, I love the show, and continue to do good work.
I had the same feeling. That's funny. I never put it in those words, but you're right. It was like playing through a series of abandoned movie sets. They felt kind of empty and not lived in and fakely set up. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I don't want to besmirch that game. I think it's cool. I just think that's what was, I don't know. It felt fake. Like everything felt like a stage play and you were just in a new scene and that all you know, they didn't have curtains and, you know, people hanging on wires, but it just kind of had that feeling. And I don't even mean just the costuming or the story or anything. I just mean everything just felt like I was in a very temporary place, and maybe that took me out of it. I don't know. But I'm glad you brought that up because that feels just about right for me. We got an email from Paul. Paul wrote in and says, "Hey, Scott, I think the backwards compatibility on Xbox One day thing is a day late and a dollar short." Excuse me, I had to burp there. It would have been a big deal a year and a half ago. I also think Microsoft will ship some sort of VR thing for the Xbox eventually. Could be HoloLens or Oculus-type device to counter Sony's Project Morpheus. Boop. All right, Paul. I made that argument last week, too. I feel like it is. I don't think it's too late. I'm glad they're doing it. And I think it's kind of impressive. Although there are now reporting, like I predicted, they're reporting some performance problems because it is all being emulated and people need to remember that. It's funny because some games are performing better than they did when they were standalone. There was another, where did I read this? It's at Reddit or somewhere. They're showing, I don't remember where I saw this, but they're showing screenshots and video from the side of the emulation versus the original game. And sometimes the original games had tearing in the environment, like in the geometry, and the emulated versions, all the tearing's gone. What kind of psycho world are we living in, man? So that's crazy, right? And, so, you know, in some ways it's improving the experience. And in other games cases, there's a lot of artifacting and stuff's kind of jacking up. So I don't know what to say about it other than to say, yes, it would have been nice if it was a year and a half ago. I completely agree. And I feel like that would have been a more genuine thing. But I think it's probably a good thing. I'd rather them be doing it than not doing it. In other words, this isn't going to hurt them. It can only help them. So good on them. Good email. Boopshow@gmail.com. 801-471-0462. Keep it coming. All right, let's get it out. Let's dump out the grease and clean the kitchen. All right. Thank you all for being here. Frogpants.com/boop is where everything can be found. On Twitter, Boopshow. Also at Scott Johnson. Say hi to me there. Hey, I did a good interview, a fun interview today, despite what some people may think. I think some people thought I was too easy, but whatever. I don't care. I like those guys. I like talking to them. I had Corey Stockton from Blizzard Entertainment on The Instance, and if you haven't checked the show out, it's at theinstance.net, our latest episode on the podcast feed, and SoundCloud on YouTube features that interview. So if you want to hear from Corey and see what he had to say, well, by gum, I got your back. What else? Is that it? Yeah, support us at patreon.com/frogpants and more stuff over at the Frogpants store. Big things happening over there. Oh, our Heroes of the Storm thing is all underway. So if you want to join up and your team isn't in yet, we got a few slots left for our 32 beginning teams. Actual matches start next week, so you got to get on this. The address for that is frogpants.com/heropants. All the rules are there. The prizes are listed there, so you know what you're going to get. And sign-ups for team captains and all that. So go check it out. All right, that's going to do it. I brought a song along for your enjoyment. It is Super Mario 64 Remix Powerful Mario into Fleeting Ecstasy is the name of the full remix. I found it on YouTube. I thought, man, this would be good for this show. It's a pretty cool mix of electronica and kind of weird laid-back loungy kind of stuff and all the good Mario things I like in a lot of covers. So here it is. Let's play it for you now. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new show. Thank you all for being here, and I'll see you then. of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.